St. Louis starting a series in Atlanta on Friday, and they have Tommy Pham joining them. He's called up from AAA, replacing the injured Steven Piscotty. Top of the first inning, St. Louis would get comfortable against Atlanta starter Mike Foltynewicz. There's a man on second, two outs for Jed Jerko.
1-1 pitch is driven to right center field. That's trouble. Over the head of Markakis, beyond the reach of Inciarte. It's up against the fence on a short hop. Martinez scores. Jerko to second, and the Cardinals have a 1-0 lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider roped down the left field line. That is in for a hit. It will rattle the left field corner and score two runs. Carpenter is in. Jerko is in. Diaz at second. And it's a 3-0 lead for St. Louis. And now Foltynewicz will take on Tommy Pham with a pitcher on deck and a couple of bases open. Pham was hitting well in the minors. So when Piscotty went on the DL, up he came. Fly ball to center, that's deep. Back is Inciarte, still going all the way to the wall, leaping, and it is out of here. Two-run home run to straightaway center despite the best efforts of Ender Inciarte. And with a pitcher on deck and two men out and two bases open, Foltynewicz yields a two-run home run to Tommy Pham.
And on the same pitch that Diaz hit down the left field line. Flat spinning slider that just stayed right in the middle. And you're right, the key part of your statement right there, two bases open and a pitcher hitting next. And he'll face Carpenter, who has flied to center and walked. And here he loads up for the two-strike pitch, and it's hit high in the air to center field. Inciarte near the wall, jumps, and this one is gone. Over the wall, into the rocks, it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying, maybe assisted a little by the wind. But it's a two-run homer, and the Cardinals are just waylaying Mike Foltynewicz. So the right-hander turns side saddle. He is facing behind Flowers, and his pitch to the plate swung on and missed. So after falling behind 3-0, he comes back. And for Lance Lynn, that's his first clean inning of the night. Three up and three down go the Braves. And as we head to the seventh, a long hill to climb. Cardinals up 9-0.
For the first time this season, the Cardinals shut out their opponent by way of a 10-0 final in Atlanta on Friday. They get a season-high 16 hits and tie a season best with 10 runs. Lance Lynn moves to 4-1, allowing four hits in six innings. He has given up just two runs while winning four straight starts. Atlanta is shut out 10-0 by St. Louis on Friday. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
Didn't have it and kind of got away from him, and he couldn't, you know, he just had a rough time, a rough outing.
We've talked a lot about how he handles adversity. Did you like anything about what he did?
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it's kind of, you know, got away and thought maybe, you know, he averted some trouble early and you know, then it's just, like I say, it kind of, he's been really good, but it's, you know, you need to be really good all the time.
I'm sorry. You stuck with him after giving up that bomb.
Yeah.
Was it kind of just like learning?
Well, no, I almost ran him back out there, you know, instead of pinch hitting for him too, you know, because the only way you're going to learn to get out of that and fight through that adversity is to do it. So, you know, but it was, you know, I thought right there, you know, pinch hit, Bonnie hits another triple, and all of a sudden we're back in the game. So that was more important than the other.
Lynn's been tough here the last few outings or for most of the season. What do you? You had some opportunities there early, just one of those nights where
yeah,
you weren't able to get the big hit.
Remember, you know, didn't get the big hit. And you know, we hit a few balls hard right at him, you know, but, you know, that's not an excuse either, really. You know, it just wasn't real good offensive night.
Looking at tomorrow with Julio, that I'm looking good?
Yeah. I always feel good when Julio pitches. You know, he'll give us a chance to win.
You've been so streaky. Do you feel like this is any different than the other ones where you turned it around and won 4-5?
Yeah, we'll turn it around. No, we'll turn it around. I mean, we'll turn it around. We'll play good baseball. And it's just, you know, it starts pretty much, you know, your starter sets the tone for the game. And you know, we just got to kind of right the ship there. And these guys will get her going. And you know, we're a good offensive ball club. We've been playing good baseball. You know, we've been in games. But, you know, you can't continue to expect, you know, to come from behind just day in and day out. You know, we gotta you know, be able to get a lead and build on it, and so. But it'll, you know, this thing's go, they go in cycles. So we, you know, we've done it before, and we'll do it again.
As much as you hate the results, you hope that this is just a learning experience.
Yeah,
for Mike.
You know, it's always, you know, these young guys like that, it's always a learning experience. You know, and you draw on it and take, you know, it's a bad, you know, night, but you can always learn from it.
Atlanta starter Mike Foltynewicz takes the loss. He's now 0-4. He gave up 7 runs and 9 hits, along with 2 walks in 4 innings. Here's his reaction to his Friday start.
Yeah, I mean, just going out there, I mean, the first, second inning, I just knew I didn't have my stuff today, so I knew I was going to have to battle all day pretty much. And, you know, I just, you know, I couldn't get it down. He just left all my pitches up, but there was a couple, you know, good sliders here and there. Just, it, you know, everything wasn't working for me. He left a lot of pitches up, and it is what it is. But, you know, just work hard this week and get back up for the next one.
You've talked about how you got to handle adversity in the game and then, you know, in between starts. This mm-hmm. isn't, you know, another chance to do so.
Yeah. You know, giving up 7 runs is hard to come back from, but, you know, the confidence level is still there. Like I said, just, you know, got to tweak some things here and there this week to get ready for the next one. But, you know, nothing to worry about. I think, you know, I am myself, you know, all right out there for what happened and, you know, the situation. But, yeah, just the mental approach is getting a little better. But, you know, things just were downhill at night, and I couldn't figure it out. So
you said early on you could tell that you didn't have it. The slider in particular, the changeup, all of them?
It really was just all of them. I just didn't have that life on the fastball, you know, like I had in a couple previous starts. It wasn't really jumping out of my hand as well. And, you know, when stuff's up, it's not going to get the VO either. So, but yeah, just, you know, not too many sliders. I think, you know, one on Grichuk when I struck him out was probably the only, you know, good one I threw all night. And, but other than that, everything was just in the middle of the zone. And, but we'll get over this and get back up for the next one.
And it's nice to draw on these past 3 starts leading up to this one because you know it's.
Yeah, and I know I can get big league guys out, you know, on a consistent basis, and you know, just tonight's one of them nights. You know, you have 30 starts in the year. You're not going to be perfect for every one of them. I think, you know, tonight was one of them, but you know, I sure did battle my butt off as best as I could, as long as I could, and you know, like I said, his confidence level's still there, and you know, nothing to worry about. So I know I can get big league guys out. Just got to do it consistently.
In Game 2 on Saturday, Mike Leake starts for St. Louis, and Julio Teheran takes the mound for Atlanta.